Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Oh my goodness! I love movies! Hey, everybody. This is interesting. We've got as you can see, we've got three guests coming out here today, and they're all very funny, and I think you will enjoy them, but I got a little business to take care of here at the top of the podcast. We're coming to you from the UCB Theater before Comedy Death Ray, which you're all staying to see Comedy Death Ray, right? That's what the live audience is here for. That's what I Shanghai them for my podcast. And they have to sit through it to get good seats to Comedy Death Ray, which is at UCB every Tuesday and is always fantastic. Am I right, everybody? Yeah, I am. It says here I've got an album coming out on August 4th on Comedy Central Records. It's called Unbalanced Load. And I have no reason for calling it that other than that sounds funny to me. I always thought there should be a band called Unbalanced Load, and nobody took me up on it, so I said I'll name my goddamn CD that and watch all you bands with dumb names cry for the rest of your lives. And also, of course, a big part of Comedy Death Ray and all of the stuff I do is a specialthing.com. They have astrecords.com is where you can get my first record and records by Paul Tompkins and lots of awesome people. And the last podcast was pulled for a few days because I was crazily inappropriate in talking about the subject came up of me being I probably brought it up me being in the movie Captain EO at Disneyland, and then I talked very openly about what I feel about Michael Jackson and his enjoyment of children, and it was, you know, if you listen to it just after hearing he died, it was probably really awful. So we took it off for a few days so that nobody would listen to it and think, you're saying this now? Why are you going on this tirade now and not also saying, and he's dead? Like, we never mentioned that he was dead because he wasn't yet when I said it. So we took it off for a few days and then we put it back on. And then people were writing me, how come there's the same podcast but now it's 5 seconds longer? Well, that's because Matt Belknap from AST Records and specialthing.com added in the date right before. So if you listen to it now, I haven't heard it, but it's his voice saying whatever date we taped it on right before we go into the story about Michael Jackson. I don't know if that'll do the job. I think there'll still be some idiots who write to me going, "Why are you speaking this way of the dead?" And it's like, well, I always speak horribly about everyone, so give me a break. Also, I was just trying to figure out backstage. I was in a rush to get here. I was editing a project I can't talk about. But, yet. But, what's opening on Friday? Do any of you guys know if any big movies are coming out on Friday? I Love You, Beth Cooper, which I will sustain from slamming. Bruno opens the same day?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I got to think of an 8 words or less review of Bruno right here on the spot. Check this out. It's like Borat, but a different dude. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 words. I have one to spare, so I'll throw in fart. Okay, that's my review of Bruno. It's official. But if you guys want to write 8 words or less reviews on Twitter and send them to me, I read my favorite ones on Scott Aukerman's podcast. Oh my God, this is so complicated. His podcast, his Comedy Death Ray podcast, that the new ones are recorded every Friday. All right, so I've also decided last episode to start having a theme every month of about my guests or involving my guests in some sort of theme. And tonight is no exception. It kind of is. It's a very weak theme. But coming up in future episodes, you guys would be like, wow, now that's a theme show. And this one you'll be like, okay, we'll go along with you on that. These are 3 comics that you should know. You might not, but if you don't know them, you should. And now you're going to because they're on this show. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome my friends, comedians, Morgan Murphy, Matt Bronger, and TJ Miller. Let's hear it for Morgan and Matt and TJ. Come on out. Pick any chair you want. Oh, I like it when the lady is right to my left. Nice. Welcome. So, yeah, just talking to those microphone thingies. You guys know how to do that. Let's get a little voice recognition for the listeners. TJ Miller, hey, first of all.
Hi, everybody.
Always in a hat.
Always wearing a hat.
Every occasion.
Ironically dressed like a gangster at all times.
Or a black toddler.
Or a black toddler. Opposed to Matt Bronger dresses like a Caucasian toddler.
That'd be a great horror movie, Black Toddler.
Black Toddler.
Right? Because now they got Orphan is coming out soon. How much further do they got to go? Infant.
You open the toy chest, he's like, I'm going to kill you.
Precocious snaps.
Yeah, very precocious snaps.
Very confident baby.
Now that voice was Matt Bronger with the confident baby remark.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Morgan Murphy is the lowest voiced person on the panel.
Reflects well.
Say something.
I'm trying. What do you want me to say? I'm not.
That was perfect.
Okay.
I love it. And have any of you listened to the podcast ever?
No.
No.
This is going to be awesome. Morgan's heard a little bit of it because I have these games that I play that like I'm not going to spend a lot of time explaining them to you because the listeners already know how they're played. So you guys are just going to have to dive in.
That's it.
And it's going to get ugly. No, it's going to be fine. We're going to have fun. Have any of you seen any movies lately?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not on a plane or otherwise? Because I know we all fly a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
No, I always sleep during the plane movie.
No matter what it is?
Usually, yeah. They never show anything I wanted. They showed like Confessions of a Shopaholic, like last plane ride I was on.
I've seen it a couple of times.
In the movie theater.
You did?
Yeah, no, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
These are confessions that you shouldn't be making. About confession from an alcoholic.
I got a confession about being a shitty movie-aholic.
I saw it in New York with Henriette Mantel, and I went to go see it.
Ooh, she played Alice in the Brady Bunch movies. I'm just showing off. I'm not trying to belittle her. She did a great job with it. I thought, yeah, sure. And she made didn't she make like a documentary that was kind of cool with John Fugelsang, maybe?
She made a documentary about Ralph Nader. She made the documentary about Ralph Nader. She used to work for him when she was, a young 20-something. Pretty exciting. And she was in the Sex and the City movie for a brief second.
Yeah. Can we get a little bit more heat on Morgan's mic, possibly? Or maybe I should trade with her or something? Because it sounds like hers is a lot softer than everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. She's her mic is this one.
A little bit.
So I always nobody's gonna have nobody heard that whole story, that great story I just told.
I would love
you should
it
tell it again. Whisper it to Matt.
It's your turn to speak for the entire podcast.
We don't need mics. That's the fact of this room. It's like,
well, you do for a podcast, like, otherwise they won't record it.
Yeah, you're right. So when we do one, we should use mics.
We should do one for sure.
This would be a horrible show to put on without the podcast element. Four people sitting in a row just talking over each other into microphones.
I always buy the movie on the plane, and then halfway through I'll fall asleep and I'll miss it. Mm-hmm. Like, I tried to watch, what's that Liam Neeson movie? Taken?
Is that a person? Liam Neeson?
Is it? That's wrong?
You just combined two guys.
Liam Neeson ratings?
Yes.
Doesn't he have Liam, what is it? Neeson? What's the last
Neeson,
name?
Yeah.
Police Academy 5. Taken.
But right.
Shirley, they're going to take you. They're going to take me, and don't call me Shirley.
Naked Gun 33 in a Schindler's List, yeah. No? All right. So, yeah, I keep trying. No. So I'd always get to the point where he's like, you listen to me. I will give you one chance to give my daughter back. Otherwise, I have a very special set of skills. A very, very special, special set of skills directly related to killing all of you. And I'll be like, this is going to be amazing. Done. Scotch and soda out. Gone. You know? I kept trying to I kept buying it over and over.
You missed something incredibly bad. Like, I mean, in a good way. No, in a good way, though.
It's a really good, bad movie.
He kills, like, everyone
really?
He finds.
I love that.
Like, Mater D's that are just trying to help him get down the hallway. Like, and just like, where's the guy that took my daughter? Oh, God, why? Like, you just stab the guy. Like, no time to spare your life. Neck broken. Dead.
I can't be sure whether or not you're good or bad.
There's
must
no
kill everyone.
Judge. Punch in the throat.
Fantastic. Special skill. Yeah. Special set of skills.
Special skill. Special skill.
Do a lot of physical comedy.
That point goes to Matt Bronger.
Damn it! I was so I did the physical comedy. I did the physical part of it.
Whose line is it anyway? That it was, I'm giving 5 points to that guy for making
the worst
pistachio reference. 2 points to Greg Proops because he's wearing glasses.
And sounds like he's
that
smart.
That was the first show to really use a pool noodle. You know those swimming pool noodles? They really rock. They rocked the shit out of that.
Well, no one knew the comedy that was there with the pool noodle, you know? Yeah. But then they showed us all.
It's in the record books. First show to use a pool noodle.
What's a pool noodle?
Second show with Wipeout.
It's the long inflatable foam thing.
Yeah. Third show.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. Okay.
24 used to that.
Your reaction.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Okay. Shit. I'm sorry.
If you have stuff you want to say to each other that might not be interesting to everyone else, you can do this.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
No, it was really interesting. He asked me what a pool noodle was, and I explained.
And he told me that I reacted violently for no reason. It's like, oh, fuck, okay. Pool noodle.
I'll show you a pool noodle. And I'll show you a new poodle. So,
that was terrible.
Hashtag.
That makes sense. Oh, well. I'm going to take a point away from myself.
Please
for that
do.
One.
It's fair.
Minus one for me.
Somebody needs to make a pistachio reference quickly.
All right, so here's what I want to ask you guys now. This guy, Owen Globerman, and the Entertainment Weekly, very cleverly ranked the top 10 Woody Allen movies, in his opinion, the best ones, and the top, the bottom 10 Woody Allen movies, in his opinion, and then he gave Whatever Works a 28, which is out of 40. It's number 28. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a little better than that, personally. I did see it. You didn't like it?
I did not see it. I went to, though, because I like Larry David and I like Woody Allen, but I don't like not getting drunk.
Oh, that's so what keeps you from going to the movies?
Sometimes, yeah. That was stuff.
Because you can justify sleeping on a plane during a movie, but sleeping in a theater during a movie.
That looks real bad.
That's all my mom does.
She's constantly
where she goes. I think that's where she goes to sleep. How was the movie? I don't know. I fell asleep.
I'm off to bed.
At Pelham 1-2-3.
Yeah, 8 o'clock, Pelham 1-2-3.
Did you see that? Did you see that movie?
I did not.
Oh, that was an amazing movie. Did you guys see that or no?
You saw that?
Yeah, fuck yeah, I did.
It was good?
Tony Scott, man, yeah, I don't even do cocaine because he makes movies.
You do cocaine.
No, the shit is crazy, man. You're watching. There's a part of that movie where they, I'm very excited about this. There's a part of that movie where they're bringing the money to Denzel Washington so that he can then take it to Travolta. So this is a side thing. Mm-hmm. They're getting the money to him. It's the craziest car chase in the fucking world.
But they got that same thing in the first one. Have you seen the first one?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. Tony Scott does it even better.
Come on.
And then there's things moving, and he tells you where you are on the map, and then I like it.
The one thing I heard
about
that movie.
But it doesn't turn into shit.
I heard, like, New Yorkers.
Yeah, there's a guy.
Yeah.
Who I can hang out with after this.
Boy, did we get burned by Domino, man.
Oh, man.
That movie.
Tony Scott, Domino. Let's do this.
Domino. Everyone in Domino looks
watching
like...
Watching people play dominoes would be more,
yeah.
more interesting.
Everyone in that movie, Domino, looks like a greasy android. All of them.
That's true.
They look like if you waxed up androids. But
let's try
it. Hey, TJ, but just... I'm sorry to bust your riff, but scoot down to your left just a little bit. Let's all move a little further apart from each other.
Yeah, the loud little, guys shouldn't be together.
The microphones are just...
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Hear that? It's weird.
I hear it.
We're getting,
some weeks it does that.
Getting
some
a Hummer.
Doesn't.
Wait, no. Getting...
Okay, so let's go down just really quickly. Favorite Woody Allen movie
Annie
ever?
Hall.
Annie Hall's number one. His is Manhattan, which I cannot disagree.
I'd say
with.
That would have to. I Those feel like it's close. Two. Annie Hall's like the
yeah.
best.
They're That's practically the best. Like the same movie, but one's without color
and one's hilarious, and the other
one's a little
funny.
Bit more linear.
Yeah.
And Matt, your favorite?
Annie Hall. Yeah.
Annie Hall. I'm gonna Annie Hall it. Also.
Yeah.
Three cherries.
Sorry.
You never gamble?
Slots. Got it.
This guy names Match Point as Woody Allen's sixth best movie.
Come on.
Dramas shouldn't even be in the top 10. Like,
I don't understand
dramas.
How could you ever, because you got to do Bananas and Love and Death, and it doesn't matter what the order of that is.
Bananas is three, which is pretty nice placement. I like that.
Where's Everything You Want to Know About the Sex?
Really?
Where's
what about
that?
Take the Money and Run? Where's that?
Everything You Want to Know About Sex is five. Take the Money and Run is not in the top 10.
Ridiculous. Absolutely
What
ridiculous.
About Tiger Lily?
Tiger Lily's number seven, but right. that's like a.
What yeah, about?
See, I knew it'd be too high. I knew it. Like, yeah, silly, yeah, funny, but.
What about Curse of the Jade
it's
Scorpion?
Like me, it's too high. that's number 33.
That should be the last. That should be the bottom.
So which one
bottom.
Do you think is the worst, TJ? Worst Woody Allen movie. I can give you some names if you need them.
Curse of the Jade Scorpion.
Yeah,
pretty
that was
bad.
Pretty awful.
There's, I don't know. I kind of like. I love him so much that I try and find. Even Small Time Crooks, remember with Lovitz?
I'm
like, this is a good water bit, right? They broke a water main? That's funny. You're doing it, Woody. Just keep with it, you know? Like, I'm urging the movie on. I'm like, you can make it, little buddy. You'll have funniness one day. And so that one was pretty bad. I was pretty disappointed.
Yeah, Hollywood ending. Like, yeah, there's a thing called blindness that just happens when you're nervous. Nervous blindness, where you just go blind for long periods of time and then get your sight back. That makes sense.
Yeah.
What about that's my one of my least favorites. I also didn't like anything else where he had like children playing the parts. He had like Jason Biggs and Christina Ricci. Saying exactly the same kind of things that Annie Hall and Woody Allen said.
So it's like,
but that's like what the that's like what Whatever Works looks like. Him reading Woody Allen dialogue to me. When I watch the trailer, I go, oh, it's Larry David reading Woody Allen dialogue.
More so than say Kenneth Branagh in Celebrity.
Oh, that's the worst. Where he's just doing a Woody Allen impression.
Yeah.
At least Kenneth Branagh, David already has that
English
personality.
Yo, look at you with your shirt. And why am I like? Why are you? Why didn't Woody go? Stop! That's me.
Look at
Stop.
You! Look at you with the shirt.
You know anything?
Why?
I just want to do the accent. I have no imagination.
And the shoes.
And so, do you have a least favorite?
I don't. Just for personal. Well, for personal reasons sounds weird, but the one I.
Which movie did you get raped during?
The one I got raped during. Annie Hall.
And that's why it's your favorite.
That's why it's my favorite. The one where they everyone says I love you, where they sing the whole time, just drove me crazy when I saw it. And it's not a bad movie, but I just Edward Norton.
It's pretty bad.
Like he just looked like he should be singing the words "I'm uncomfortable" the whole movie.
Yeah, and Julia Roberts and all of them. That was.
It was one of those things. Like, let's do a musical, and no one was like, "Why?" You know.
Which is that's the first question.
Thank you.
You ask
very very tepid laughter.
Very generous.
Very
okay,
nice.
Okay, so...
What about Morgan?
What?
Oh, your least favorite.
What's your least favorite?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's the Woody Allen movie with all the black people in it.
what, do the right thing?
She's got to have it.
Bamboozle.
Has he ever made a movie of black people?
I think he.
Whoa! There's a black guy in the crowd,
and you really stirred him up.
No, it is.
Don't say anything about Michael Jackson.
It is Curse of the Jade Scorpion. Although I will say, when I saw the Vista, and Nick Swartzen was there, and I think he started dancing in the back of the theater. People in the theater liked that more than they liked the movie. It's like the biggest interruption, but people couldn't have been happier.
I saw a few minutes of it on cable the other day, and I there's a lot of his movies I hate more, but it's definitely not good. But let's use that. Let's use, since Curse of the Jade Scorpion came up so much, and I already chose it for this next game. This is called Build a Title, and basically how this works is we take turns adding titles of other movies. They have to be listed in my good old Leonard Maltin book, or if we've all heard of them, then that'll count too. Motion pictures.
By the way, have you read any other books besides that book?
Leonard Maltin's Movie Guide is my Bible.
2007?
And yeah. I don't even have the most current one.
Even 07.
I recently upgraded. Yeah. I recently upgraded from 06 to 07 somehow. I don't know how I did it. I think somebody in the family died and I got this one. So
it was in an inheritance. And my Leonard Maltin's 2007 movie guide goes to my nephew, Douglas.
Benson.
Yeah, Douglas.
Okay, so that's what happened. And so now I have it, and... But you know, if it's a more recent movie, we'll all know whether it's real or not. But so the idea is you add a title to the title until we get stoppers on both ends and we can't think of anything else, and the last person to have added a title wins nothing.
Oh boy.
It's just for fun. So the title is Curse of the Jade Scorpion. So we'll start with you, Morgan. You have to add a movie at the beginning that ends in the word curse, or name a movie that begins with the word scorpion and thus don't count. So like you could do Scorpion King if you wanted to. But now that I
just, so now that I said it,
I could have thought of.
He's like, and an example that you can't use and the only thing you'll be able to think of is Scorpion King.
To get you
now,
started.
Rack your brain to figure out what ends with curse.
Here's seven examples.
I can't use that one. Why can't I use that one?
I didn't say you couldn't use it.
Oh, yeah, that's
I would suggest
it.
Not using it after all that.
I want to use it.
You got it.
Yeah, I want to use it.
Curse of the Jade Scorpion.
This whole thing
King.
Is gave me. I've had three panic attacks since you said we were playing a game.
Since I started explaining.
This is awful.
Oh, I forgot to say, shall we play a game? All right. So Matt, add to that. Scorpion King.
Curse of the Jade Scorpion King Ralph.
Mm. Oh, that's good.
No,
I think
also
that might be a stopper.
Also saw it in the theater. Though. Also saw it in the movie theaters.
Did you?
Yep.
Well played.
Remember
the
spot that spotted dick joke? I was young enough to where I laughed my ass off. Remember the food? They was nobody here
it's a
saw
dish
King
in
Ralph.
England.
It's a dish in England,
dick.
And they kept saying it's called spotted dick, and that was the joke. And I fucking got it. I got it.
Okay, so it's on you now, TJ. To come up with a movie that ends in a curse or
while
begins
you guys
in
were
Ralph.
Talking, I was thinking as hard as I could. I don't know if anyone saw me going like this.
I'm even going to look and see if any movies begin with Ralph. I don't think
Ralph,
they do.
Yeah, Ralph was a real dick move, Bronger, by the way.
But you know
King
a movie
Ralph?
That ends in
yeah,
curse?
You could have done.
I was saving my ass.
King.
A movie that ends. There's got to be some terrible movie, like a horror film that ends with curse, right? The Blair Witch curse. That's what I want to do. Blair Witch curse. You remember that film, right? Later they made a rip-off of it called Cloverfield Curse. That was self-deprecating, you motherfuckers.
According to Leonard Maltin, 2007, there's no movie that begins in Ralph.
Big surprise.
Wait a second, though. Okay, so you don't have a thought
King
of anything.
King of the Hill, the Soderbergh thing.
Scorpion King of the Hill.
Can you do something that sounds like it? Like
yeah,
Ralph
King of the Hill
Alfie?
Is what you, he could have said to help said. You out, but instead you're out of the game.
Why? Is there anything that ends with curse? Is there anything that ends with curse?
I'm sure there is, but how can you look it up in a book that's alphabetical?
Yeah.
I'm going to find something that ends in curse.
Look up Amityville Horror.
But it's okay.
Curse.
There's no prizes. There's no shame in losing. You're out.
Look up demonic toy curse.
All right, here we go. It's on me now.
You should go
Schindler's
next. Go
curse.
Get a drink next
curse
door. Come back.
Of the
birds.
Jade.
I go to birds.
I might fall asleep and then not answer text.
Curse of the Jade Scorpion King Ralph the Dog.
Wait, you can do that?
Yes, you can. That's why you should listen to the podcast before you come in to play these games.
Wait, I could have said Ralph the dog?
No, you could have said Alpha dog.
That's not fair. Wow.
It's awesome is what it is.
Wow. That is amazing.
All right, now, Morgan, now we need a movie that starts within. With the word dog, since we've all given up on Curse.
Curse of the Jade Scorpion King Ralph a dog and Z Boys. What's that? What's that? Isn't there Dogtown and Z Boys?
That's what it's called, right? Dogtown and Z Boys?
Okay. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
See? Yeah.
Okay. Now we're over to Matt, and you have to come up with something that starts with boys.
Z-boys.
You can drop the Z.
Do I have to say the entire title?
I don't think Liza Minnelli's made her life story yet. Z-boys.
So I just say the whole thing, or just boys?
Yeah, you could just add the new title.
In the Hood.
Boys in the Hood.
And it's with a Z, isn't it, on the thing? The poster? What do you call it?
Yeah, the Z's on the other end, but that's cool.
Okay.
Boys in the Hood. All right. Do you have anything that starts with Hood, TJ? We'll bring you back in for this.
Wait, I thought he was out.
If he can
Morgan.
Do it. If he can do it and do it quickly, he's back in.
Hoodlum.
Love.
That's a real movie.
That is?
That is. I win.
That might be
a stopper. And I'm coming for you with your Z-Town and the dog shit.
I'm trying to think of a word that begins. Title that begins in lum. Hoodlum, lumberyard. Remember that movie,
yeah!
Lumberyard?
I love that.
That's one. That crazy gang of misfits that worked in a lumberyard.
Yep.
And they're like talking about lumberyard.
It was a musical. I remember that.
That's yard.
Right. It was like Meatballs, but in a lumberyard.
Yeah, I think I might be out on this one.
Oh.
Hoodlum might throw me out.
But can you still go back to the? Can you still?
We can
try
still
that?
Try Curse, but I can't think of a movie that ends with Curse. Is anybody in the audience?
There's got to be a movie
Curse?
That ends with Curse.
That's it. That's
the
it.
Curse of Witch what? Mountain. Really? Is that what you just said? Because I thought about that too. Curse of Witch Mountain. Yeah.
Witch Mountain is silent in that title.
So we're all stumped. We're officially stumped. I got one from the audience, but we should quit because okay. It's not fair to just keep going.
I'm willing to bet there's a movie called The Curse. I'm going to just say I don't know what it is, but I bet it happened. The Curse. That sounds good.
It sounds like it might have happened. I'll even look it up in a second, but the game's over, Morgan, so relax.
Did I win?
Curse of the Jade Scorpion King, Ralph at Dogtown, and Z-Boys in the Hoodlum.
Yeah!
That's our title.
That's a lot of fun.
So sometimes I play that on Twitter. You probably have seen me do that on Twitter. I play it on there, but I only let people add to the end, because if they add to both ends, it just becomes mayhem. So, and now people write to me saying, how come you can add to both ends on the podcast, but you can't add... Oh, shut up. Okay, and then... let me just ask you guys really quickly. This is off the topic of movies. Is it possible to make a joke on Twitter without someone taking it literally and writing back to you a literal answer to whatever joke you just made?
I mean, you have
every
tens
time.
Of thousands.
If you only have 680 followers like me, yes.
Yeah, it's definitely. Possible.
You have cool 680 followers, though.
688 now.
Because there's got to be... Try it when we're done here tonight. Write a joke that ends in a question mark, and you will get the answer.
I do a lot of funny, like...
It doesn't even have to have a question mark, actually.
I do a lot of, like, fake, sad Twitters, you know? Like,
are those fake?
Those aren't fake, man.
Those are not fake.
TJ's gutter twittering again.
Yeah.
Gutter.
But looking up at the stars.
He's pool of vomit tweeting.
Yeah.
So I did a game on there today. And
sometimes
the winner...
Sometimes you lose, audience. Sometimes you just lose, you know?
At the end of every podcast, I say Willem Dafoe is a shithead, and I'll explain it to you later if you really want to know why. But lately, I've been doing this fun thing where contest winners get to name who the shithead is. So the winner this time was at Zach, Z-A-C-K, Sonnenberg. If you want to follow him, he won this contest.
Remember that.
That's a good reason to follow him. Well, people are listening. They could rewind. But anyway, whoever is the shithead at the end of the show, that's courtesy of, it was his decision. It's not my decision who the shithead is at the end of the show. And let's see if we have enough time to play one more game. Yeah, we do. We can do this. It's time for the Leonard Maltin game. Yeah, there's a whole game based on this book.
No way. Mm-hmm. Are we going to look up if the curse was a real...
Oh, yeah. Thanks for reminding me.
Well, now we don't have time to play the game. But
I really want to know about this curse film.
Yeah, that's a good idea to find out if there's a curse movie.
Have you guys seen Moon?
That shit is dope.
I'm going to see that.
That shit is so amazing. I tried to get the music from the score as soon as I walked out of the theater so that I could keep listening to it and thinking about it for the rest of the day. I was not able to do that.
I heard negotiations almost broke down. That movie didn't get made because Sam Rockwell was in, but Sam Rockwell held out for more money. I knew where it was going, and I liked it.
God damn it with the word curse, you guys. First of all, the curse is the first one listed.
Sure.
It's a bomb from 1987. Starring Will Wheaton.
Yeah.
Who has he has a shit ton of followers on Twitter, so I'm not going to talk crap about him. Let's see here. There must be 50 movies that start in the word cursed. They're all old, though. Cursed, which starred Christina Ricci and was directed by Wes Craven. And then there's Curse of Frankenstein. The gentleman over here said Curse of the Mummy earlier. Curse of the Cat People, Curse of the Demon, Curse of the Crimson Altar, which means a woman having her period in a church.
Yeah. Who doesn't know that, though?
Curse of the Fly.
Which is a curse.
Curse of the Old Jade Scorpion, of course. It doesn't matter how many begin with curse. That wasn't the point.
Yeah. They end with curse.
I was just looking up
See
that one
curse.
There's
something called Ron's Curse.
Do you think there is?
No, but I kind of just wish.
No wishing. We got to play. All right. Let
Danny's
it all game.
Curse.
Here's how it works. I read names from the cast of a motion picture. I give you several clues first. You guys bid on how many names you think you can get it in. We list the names from the bottom of the cast up, so if you know a lot about supporting actors and cameos and shit like that, it helps. And every time I try to have like a running theme so that all the movies fit under one heading. These are all movies that begin with the letter R.
Your podcast is like an incredibly complicated game show where no one wins anything.
No one wins, including the listeners. It's just torture. No, but it's good. Games are good because then we have to talk one at a time. Right.
All right. Wise, Doug.
Because we wouldn't be able to handle that.
I'm smart.
So we'd all be good.
Okay, so we'll start with Morgan again.
Risky Business.
You know, if you want to play that way, no. We're moving on to Matt.
Ron's Curse.
That's a great coincidence. All the fake titles you could have come
Ralph
up with.
Dog.
You came up with an R one.
Ralph the Dog.
You guys are
I love
on
that
fire.
Movie. Ralph the Dog.
Oh, what a bunch of assholes.
Ralph the Dog.
Did I say the theme of the show was comics you should know? I meant assholes. That's the theme.
We came in the wrong night.
These are my friends. Okay, so this was from 1997, Matt. We're starting with Matt because you blew out your guess.
Okay,
we're starting with Matt. This is from 1997, right? It's R-rated, and a lot of it takes place in a museum. That's the clue that I came up with. And there's
I have it.
Well, hang on.
Okay,
this is a great way to play.
Okay,
there's 13 names, and you start the bidding at 13, or you could say I can name it in zero names. And then if you say that, TJ can challenge you, and if you get it wrong, TJ gets the point.
But TJ has to understand the rules of the game, which TJ doesn't understand.
Well, you'll get it, because I'll walk you through it.
Good.
I'll hold your hand from as far away as possible. So do you want to try and get it in zero?
Yeah, I think I know what the movie is.
Okay, so say I can name it in zero
names. I can name it in zero names.
TJ, tell him name that movie.
Really?
Oh, unless you think you could name it in less names.
I can.
What? That's impossible.
Just did it. All right, ready?
Yeah.
Name that movie, Matt Bronger.
Relic?
That's correct. The Relic, yes.
Wow. Very good.
Lucky. Just fucking lucky.
No, that was nice.
I'm not a movie
museum
genius.
Was a solid clue, I think.
It was a solid clue.
Because you know that Night in the Museum was made a couple years ago.
And there weren't a lot of them.
Not in 1997 or whatever.
Museum movies.
Fuck. Okay.
Start with R.
That was great. So now we start again with Morgan because
TJ challenged and didn't work out for you.
You told me to challenge him.
Yeah, why did
I
you
didn't
even
do that in my own volition. You were like, TJ, challenge him. Say name that movie.
I invented this game just to fuck with you. I've been doing it on the podcast for about a year.
No!
And I finally got you on. Damn, it's an elaborate trap. Like, I keep thinking it'd be funny if one of my shows was just cops trapping a bunch of stoners in one building. Like, I did all this work to make people think I was a stoner, and then... Okay.
You're actually a narc?
1991.
Oh, God.
It's got 11 names. It's an R-rated movie.
Uh-huh.
And this is what Leonard Maltin said about it. Rough, tough, and rousing at times. That's your clue, and it's 11 names. So what you do is you say, I can name that movie in 11 names or whatever number you want.
Rough.
And then Matt can challenge you. How many names do you think you can do it in, Morgan?
Oh, man. I think I can do it in 6 names.
Wow.
Nice arbitrary number.
I like your gumption.
Yeah.
Now, so Matt, you can bid lower or tell her to name that movie.
Nah, name it.
All right.
Yeah.
Here we go, Morgan. 6 names.
I need to watch and learn.
Name that shit. 1938 begins with the letter R.
Wait, 1938?
Did I say that?
Yeah.
It was in 1991 before. They're a slightly different period of film.
It's 138 minutes long, is why I said that.
Marx Brothers in Duck Soup or Batman 2 with Mr. Freeze.
I don't think... Did those movies start with the letter R? Okay.
I forgot that part of the game.
All right, Morgan. Here
Preston
we go.
Preston Sturges.
Names.
Who
Six
else?
Names.
Go ahead.
Jack Wilde. Nick Brimble. Michael Wincott.
Just say Nick Brimble again one more time.
Nick Brimble.
I had it at Brimble.
Brian Blessed. Michael McShane. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And Geraldine McEwen. So see, that's why you generally want to start off with, like, I'll name it in 11 names. By going first, you really get that, like, chance to name it in all the names of the cast. And then the other people have to have the balls to undercut you.
Yeah, can I go back and say 11?
Let's do that, yeah.
Okay.
No.
Have it at Brimble, I can't. Matt still gets one gimme. You, the other two both got a gimme at some point.
1991. A movie with an R, 19.
It's Rough, Tough, and Rousing.
Oh, God.
That's the name of the movie.
Rough, Tough, and Rousing at Times.
Leonard Maltin
rousing
is
at
the
times.
Worst critic
Rousing
ever.
At Times.
I do, you know, the movie.
This movie's a real relic.
The movie Ski School came out in 1991.
The curse is cursed.
That's all I know.
All right, so you do not get this point, and I will say the rest of the cast name, and first person that knows it, yell it out. Nobody knows it yet? Alan Rickman. Christian Slater.
Robin Hood,
Prince of Thieves. Bam! Okay. Nerds in the house!
Do you also see how, like, cool and
Robin Hood.
Wait, what was the description that you said it was given?
Rough, from? Tough, and rousing at times.
All right.
I didn't say the clues would be helpful.
First, I thought you said arousing. I was totally thrown.
All right, so Matt gets that point. So now you're up. You're up two. You just need one more point, Matt, to win the whole thing.
I get that point. How do I get that point?
She didn't get it. You challenged her, and she missed it.
You challenged me.
Okay.
It's like a game show.
I got you.
Like Password or whatever.
Sorry. Don't win.
Name that tune that you say. I can name in that many notes. And
right.
Whatever. Okay. So since you got the point, we start with TJ on this one. You're in the catbird seat,
okay,
buddy.
Great, that's exciting.
This is from 1994.
Okay, that's a good.
Begins with an R. Gene Triplehorn has an unbilled cameo.
I know most of her billed cameos, however, I don't know many of her unbilled cameos.
It's unbilled, dude, so good luck. And there's 16 names.
Christ.
So you can start with 16.
And it starts with the letter R.
Yeah. Okay. From 1994.
I'll take 15 names.
I like that. I like that move. Morgan?
I'm going to... what do I say if I want him to do that?
You really do?
Yeah.
He's going to get it if he has that many names.
I know, but he needs it.
The ultimate strategy.
Oh, God. It's been a real confidence boost.
Let the limp one catch up and then beat him.
No, it's like this, my maternal instincts are starting to show. I got fake nails this week.
All right, here we go.
Are those breath on?
So say name that movie to TJ.
Those leave.
Hey, TJ.
Hey. Hey, girl.
How you doing?
Are those leaves?
How you doing?
The girl doesn't say press on. Are those leaves?
How you doing, TJ?
You know, there's certain time constraints to my program.
TJ, name that movie.
All right, here we go.
Name those names.
You get, you get 15 names.
Yeah. I'm only going to need 14.
If you don't get this, I'm gonna murder you.
Oh, no!
There's a lot on the line with this one. Renee Zellweger, David Spade, Karen Duffy, Kevin Pollak, Keith David, David Perner, Susan Norfleet, Harry O'Reilly, John Mahoney, Joe Don Baker, Swoozie Kurtz, Steve Zahn, Janine Garofalo, Ben Stiller, Ethan Hawke. There's only one goddamn name left.
Christ on a bun, man.
Come on.
It's Renee Zellweger and David Spade.
Really?
They've made so many films together.
You really don't know?
I'm blanking on it. It starts with an R, right? I probably know.
So what happens? I say it, and then...
We're going to have you back on the Worst Players Ever edition. And you're going to go head-to-head with a chair and a bottle of water.
I could definitely beat a chair.
You really don't know?
I don't think I do. It's Ben Stiller.
See what happens when you try to help somebody, Morgan?
He reads the stars last.
Yeah. But look at how much we learned about TJ. I mean, we didn't know he was that dumb.
Yeah, Zellweger had a tiny role. I couldn't even tell you what she did in it.
Okay. Yeah.
Spade plays the guy that when he gets a...
Why does he get so many hints?
When he gets like a...
He's retarded.
Because he's already lost. He already does not get the point. I'm just trying to help him understand.
He's mentally retarded.
Nobody told me you come on here and get your feelings hurt. No one told me that. They were like, it's all comedians.
I love movies and I hate feelings.
Might as well call it.
It's pretty clear in the theme song, I think. All right, so you get that point, Morgan. Congratulations.
Thank you.
The movie's Reality Bites.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right.
With Winona.
Why did you say Winona Ryder?
Winona was the last of the 16 names. If you'd have said I can name in 16, and then Morgan
Ed,
tried to give
like
it to you.
Instead, I like to talk like a gay man who talks like a black woman with Morgan and choose 15. If I had gotten Winona Ryder, I totally would have gotten it.
That was the key, Winona Ryder.
We were talking
Ryder.
About nails before. So we were talking about the Lee nails.
Because I love the oeuvre, the catalog of Ethan Hawke, Ben Stiller films. There's Reality Bites and...
Gattaca.
I don't know
Gattaca.
Training
Ben
Day.
Stiller, no. Unbilled cameo in Gattaca.
Yeah. Yep.
He plays the elevator operator.
I didn't know that one.
All right, so now... We gotta finish this up. We got 5 minutes left to get this done.
Oh Jesus!
All right, so let's go to another one. And so Morgan got the points. Mm-hmm. We start with Matt. Matt has two. Morgan has one. TJ Doghouse.
TJ Ralph a Doghouse.
That's your new stage name, Ralph a Doghouse. TJ Ralph a Doghouse Miller.
Who let these jokes out? Woof woof woof.
It will be my tag.
I can't believe that just happened. Okay, here we go.
Way to commit, though.
This is the best.
This is from 1987.
This is my favorite thing I've ever done.
It's pretty great. Isn't it?
This is from 1987. It's an R movie. My clue is... Oh, okay. It's a sequel, and one of the leads from the original just has a cameo in this sequel that begins with the letter R, 1987, and there are 10 names, Matt. How many can you do it in?
I'll go for 9.
9 names. TJ.
I can do it in 8.
I like that. I like that you bounce back with the confidence.
Is that part of the
that
game?
It takes to intimidate the others. Morgan?
Oh,
how many names? Or challenge him to do it.
TJ cannot do it, so that will challenge him.
So okay, TJ has to
wait,
name
hold on, hold on.
What?
You're supposed to say 7. Right?
No.
You guys
TJ,
need to work
could,
this out ahead
you
of time.
Had 15 names for one of the most iconic movies of the 90s of your generation. Let's try something from the 80s. Let's see if you can do it. I'm excited. I'm excited to see what you say when you don't get it right.
I was going
to
say do it.
Okay. Let's go.
He's gonna do it.
Starts with an
8
R.
Words. You got 8. You got 8.
Eight.
You get. I mean, 8 names. I mean, not words. That would be fewer names.
Oh, goddamn.
Jamie James Cromwell. They actually put James in parentheses, like
What? James Cromwell? I think he's just James Cromwell. Okay. Then Anthony Edwards, Ed Lauterre, Donald Gibb, Andrew Cassis, I think it's pronounced, Courtney Thorne Smith, Timothy Busfield, Larry B. Scott. Everyone in here knows it already. No pressure. Do you have any idea? If you don't have an idea, it's not going to come to you.
No.
Do you know who any of those people are?
I know Anthony Edwards.
There you go.
And I know James.
Only one of the leads from the original appears in this sequel in a small role.
American Pie 2.
You did it! How did you do that? Did you make a time machine and go back and change the title of that movie?
I did.
Everybody knows it. The other names are Curtis Armstrong and Robert Carradine, and it's Revenge of the Nerds 2, Nerds in Paradise.
Only one came back?
Yeah. He ended up being the main nerd, Robert Carradine, and Edwards just shows up in a cameo in the beginning. I think he has
on vacation.
Yeah, he's got casts on his legs or some shit.
Fuck. All right.
God damn it.
That was fun. Okay, so Morgan got that point.
Yeah, I did.
Nice strategy, always giving it to TJ.
Yeah.
I like that. I think that could pay off for you. But we're starting with Matt on this next one. I got to find another one that we haven't done already. We did that one. Boo, boo, boo. Okay, here we go.
Hey, you've seen Crank 2? I like that movie. I just saw that.
You
like that?
I loved it.
Really?
Did you like the first one?
Yeah, I like the first one, but I love the second one.
Really? You like the scene where he fucks the girl in front of the Asians to keep his...
That was creepy as hell, but the rest of the movie was kind of fun.
Wait, in the second one where he's waving the cowboy hat?
I haven't seen it. I've only seen the first one.
Fuck.
Really?
God!
Oh, that's how he gets his heart going?
He's fucking the girl at a horse race track, and he's fucking her on the field, and he's waving a cow. He didn't have a cowboy hat before, but then he starts fucking her. It cuts back to him, and he's waving a cowboy hat while he's fucking her.
Well.
And everybody in the stands is going crazy.
Of course.
Oh, no.
Pizzazz.
This is from 1996.
Duck's face is amazing.
Business. This is from 1996.
I thought it was going to take you a while to find the movie.
This is an R movie. No, I found it 10 minutes into that story. I mean, that doesn't make sense. Okay. This goes to Matt. 1996. This is what Len Maltin said about it. Big, loud, and often dumb. So this is not often rousing. This is often dumb. There's 14 names, and it's from 1996. What do you think you can do it in, Matt?
I'll do 13.
13 names. TJ?
TJ, say 14.
I challenge you.
I'll take 14, please. You can't do that.
I'd like to go back to the previous question and try and answer it now that I know the answer. I challenge you, Matt Bronger, to name that movie.
Okay, that's one of the dumber moves that's happened in this game. You have to bring the numbers down a little bit. Oh, you're afraid she's going to make you guess it again?
The fuck she will, yeah. You seen her the whole fucking podcast throwing me under a bus over and over again?
So basically,
TJ, name that movie like you have any fucking idea what Revenge of the Nerds 2, Nerds in Paradise was. Don't fuck with me, Murphy.
You knew it all along.
I did.
Stop playing dumb. Who told you to throw this? Who's the fucking bookie? Who told you to throw this?
Can't believe people are betting on this game.
Who do they have that you love hostage?
Ralph the dog.
Let Ralph go.
Ralph the dog.
He knew it all along.
Ralph the dog is about...
Okay, we gotta go. We gotta go. This is it. This is it. All right. So you said to... What just happened? Matt has to name it?
Yeah, in 13.
In 13 names, all right. Go ahead and name it in 3 or 4 when
go.
You know it.
You guys, we gotta go, we gotta go.
Right,
what just happened?
We gotta go. Claire Forlani, Anthony Clark, Vanessa Marcil, Danny Nucci, Bokeem Woodbine, Tony Todd, John C. McGinley, John Spencer, David Morse, William Forsythe. How many names does he get? William Forsythe, Michael Biehn, Ed Harris, Nicolas Cage.
The Rock.
yeah, you're sorry. Yeah, that's okay. Right. The Rock is correct. The other name is Sean Connery.
All right.
And Matt Bronner wins the game. Any
Any dates coming up in a few weeks you want to plug, or TV shows or anything you're up to?
Yeah, I'm
TJ Miller.
I'm headlining the Hollywood Improv on July 17th and 18th. So everybody come to Melrose. If you email me or do a Twitter that talks about how poorly you think I was mistreated in the podcast, I'll give you free tickets. So that's fun, right?
That's a great deal.
People, all right.
But they have to think you were treated poorly.
Well, yeah, or they can lie.
If they write to you and say you were treated absolutely with respect and love,
they're not
getting into your show
club,
for free. Nice.
They'll just stand outside with Morgan Murphy.
My comedy album is coming out on Comedy Central Records called Soak Up the Night.
Yeah!
So check that out. The 14th, you can go on the Comedy Central website or iTunes. Or
what date does it come out?
The 14th.
Of July?
Yes.
Okay.
So a week
Mine
from,
comes out August 4th, same label.
Yeah.
And then, but not as good a title. And Morgan? She's writing on Jimmy Fallon.
Writing on Jimmy Fallon. And then I have a couple lines in this movie, but it's a very good movie called World's Greatest Dad that Bobcat Goldthwait directed is coming out in
August.
Yeah,
don't let Robin Williams scare you off. It's great. And then, right?
Yeah, it's good. It's an indie, dark comedy thing.
Yeah. And then I do the Benson Interruption on the second Monday of every month at Largo. You can go to www.largo-la.com for more details about that. And thanks for coming, everybody. And Peter Weller is a shithead.
Poor Weller.
Peter Weller. Thanks, guys.
Follow us on Twitter. All of us. I suppose his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, because Doug loves